From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. US President Barack Obama has announced he's ramping up American sanctions on Russia following its annexing of the Crimea region of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, Mr. Obama said more officials close to President Vladimir Putin will now face asset freezes and travel bans, adding that he's signed an order that could see key sectors of the Russian economy targeted if the situation in Crimea escalates further. From Washington, here's Lorna Shaddick.
Barack Obama said the US is watching what's going on not only in Crimea, but also in southern and eastern Ukraine with concern. That's why he said he signed a new executive order that gives him the authority to go after key sectors of the Russian economy. If Moscow does decide to move further into Ukraine, the president implied, then its energy, mining and financial services sectors will all be among those in the crosshairs.
Russia must know that further escalation will only isolate it further from the international community.
That's the potential punishment, but the White House also announced it's now targeting more senior Russian officials and their associates, 21 in all, as well as a Russian bank, Bank Rossiya, used by many members of President Putin's inner circle. But Russia responded within minutes of Mr. Obama's speech by announcing its own retaliatory travel bans on 9 US lawmakers. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
Over in Europe, further EU sanctions against Russia are likely to be announced at an EU summit of leaders in Brussels. Another 8 to 12 names could be added to a list of Russians and Ukrainians likely to face travel bans and asset freezes. Meanwhile, the EU-Russia summit set for June will now be cancelled. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he expects EU members to be able to unite in their decisions.
The countries of the European Union need to speak with a clear and united voice. What that means is more asset freezes and travel bans, more action specifically in respect of what's happened in the Crimea.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is now in Moscow, seeking to encourage a diplomatic solution to the Ukraine crisis. Two Norwegian ships are continuing to search through the night for the missing Malaysia flight MH370 at a reduced speed using spotlights. Australian officials halted the official search overnight, saying it was too dark. Search teams are focusing their efforts on a remote part of the southern Indian Ocean after objects thought to be linked to the missing jet were found on satellite images. Four men in India have been convicted of the gang rape of a 22-year-old female journalist last August. A Mumbai court found the men guilty of rape, unnatural sex and destruction of evidence. Sentencing of the four men is due on Friday. You can catch our latest news updates if you follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A US Army general has escaped a jail sentence after the sexual assault case against him collapsed in court. The trial of General Jeffrey Sinclair highlighted alleged sexual misconduct, even in the most senior ranks of the US Army. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The trial has wrecked the career of one of the US Army's fastest rising generals. Jeffrey Sinclair received an official reprimand from the judge and a $20,000 fine, but he won't go to jail after the case, sparked by claims that he'd sexually assaulted his mistress, an Army captain, collapsed in court. The trial was closely watched by US lawmakers keen to crack down on sexual assault in the military, so much so that the judge ruled political considerations may have improperly influenced the case. Simon Marks, Washington.
Venezuelan intelligence agents have arrested Daniel Ceballos, the mayor of San Cristobal, the city where the current anti-government wave of protests began over a month ago. Ceballos has become the second opposition leader to be detained by Venezuela's government since social unrest began. From Washington, Andrea Arenas reports.
Mayor Ceballos' arrest comes a month after the party's leader detention, Leopoldo López, who is being held on charges of arson and conspiracy. So far, at least 31 people have died in clashes in which the opposition movements demand the government to address the country's high inflation and shortage of many staple goods and shops. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
An American teenager has been arrested after he broke in and climbed to the top of the New World Trade Center building. The 16-year-old was reportedly caught by security on his way down after spending several hours taking photographs of the iconic Manhattan skyline. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Hume reporting.